Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tandem with Luke and Brian. I am Brian. That is Luke. You are listening to us in the southern swath of Wisconsin. That is out of two places. In Madison, that's 1580 AM, as well as 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio. On the Waukesha side, it's 101 FM, The Shaw, as well as 540 AM, WAUK. You can give us a call anytime you want at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Give us a call anytime. You can always stream us at the Devil Radio app, found where any apps are hunted down and sold on the market. You can get yourself an app, and it's free this time.
It is free.
Yeah, you know, you can choose, though.
First one's free.
We're going to ask you, yeah, and the next thing you know, down an alley, listen to the Devil Radio app. And you got to choose. That's the good thing, is that you get to choose your own adventure, whether you want the Waukesha feed or the Devil Radio feed. And either way, you'll be choosing the Waukesha feed. So, moving on.
Happy Wednesday, Brian.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Tuesday, Wednesday. It's the Monday after an election edition of the day before, the day after the election.
I somewhat follow that. Yeah, we had an election here in the state of Wisconsin yesterday.
Yes,
and
it happened.
It did happen. And a number of Wisconsinites went to the polls. Nowhere near record turnout or anything like that. It was pretty quiet election day, in fact.
Me being number four at 8 o'clock.
Kind of indicated a trend that your polling place and many other polling places around the state of Wisconsin saw yesterday.
I like to say that instead of low turnout, I think that each individual voter got a little bit more attention than they needed if they showed up at the polls. That's what I'm saying. I think everybody got more. It's like having less kids in the classroom. You know, they each get more individual attention. I think every voter got more individual attention yesterday, and that's how we should frame it.
Yeah, and so here in Dane County, Brian, reading from a piece over the Wisconsin State Journal, Dane County voters cast 81,104 ballots, or about 18.5% of the adult population, the lowest turnout for the spring election in 8 years.
That's less than 1 in 5 available voters.
Yeah.
Great job, everyone.
Yeah, so Dane County, pretty low voter turnout, but the city of Milwaukee as well had some relatively low voter turnout, but still a very historic night in the city of Milwaukee, electing the first ever African-American mayor for the city. Cavalier Johnson will serve the remaining two years, of the term that was vacated by former mayor Tom Barrett. So Cavalier Johnson removes the acting title off of his duties as mayor, so he will be the mayor of Milwaukee. So that's pretty exciting still, Brian. But low turnout.
Yeah, but we did get a referendum on the, let's say, a certain demographic in the city of Milwaukee.
You could say that. There's a certain way to put that.
I've characterized it as, let's say, the remaining white employees of Allen Bradley. That live in the city still? Because, again, there were a lot of folks in West Dallas who were really upset they couldn't vote for Bob Donovan.
There were. I sent you a couple of reports, I believe a few of the news outlets yesterday in Milwaukee, referring to individuals in West Dallas and some of the other Milwaukee suburbs that were disgruntled that they couldn't vote for Bob Donovan.
Are they ever disgruntled, honestly? Today's going to be okay. Like, today, I'm not mad at a lot of things today.
No, but there were a couple Karens of the world that said, hey, I want to vote for Bob Donovan. Why isn't he on my ballot? And turned out they did not reside in the city of Milwaukee, Brian. So their election clerks had to let them know, no, ma'am, that's not who you vote for mayor. So you could tell who the target voter was for the Donovan campaign when they were trying to wrangle up some votes in the city of Milwaukee leading up to yesterday's election.
Can we start a petition to rename West Dallas Karenville?
I don't even know how we go about it, but maybe we could find out.
All right. Let's find out. That's a fun time.
We can find out. Yeah.
If you have a crazy fun take on the demographics of the city of Milwaukee, give us a call. 844-967-2789. I Josh and Kid, but again, that is a certain demographic that is exactly the people that I know that are voting for Bob Donovan or campaigning for these people were campaigning for him to be the mayor before there was a mayoral race. So
yeah. Yeah, and I mean, he's ran before, and even a wider loss margin for the former alderman in yesterday's results than in previous attempts for him to be the mayor. But essentially, it's difficult to compare apples to oranges, Brian. It really is, because the 2020 election, the last time that Tom Barrett was on the ballot, it also paired up with the presidential primary elections of 2020. Yeah. So both Donald Trump was on the ballot for Republicans, but then you also had Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, President Joe Biden, everybody else in the Democratic field as well was on the ballot. So it not necessarily the easiest to be able to compare the turnout numbers, but definitely it was low turnout.
Yeah,
you can't compare them side by side, but it was relatively low turnout for the city of Milwaukee, and like we heard here in Dane County, the lowest voter turnout that we've seen in 8 years.
Wow, man. Well, who else won and lost this time?
Yeah, and we're taking your calls as well. If there was an election update from yesterday that you found interesting, you want to share, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. But one of the headlines, Brian, that kind of jumped up and caught my attention really easily was maybe a race that I would have never cared about before, up in the village of De Pere, Wisconsin, because why would I be concerned about a city council race in De Pere or village council race?
It depends,
but this one caught my eye because former city councilwoman Kelly Rue, and if that name rings any bells, it's because she is one of those 10 alleged fraudulent electors.
Not alleged. They actually, I mean, yeah, we can call them alleged, but they actually signed their name to it, and we have the sheet of them doing it, so it's not like it's probable.
Yeah, there's more likely than not that fraud was committed there. Whether or not we're going to find out if those individuals will ever be held accountable for that fraud is to be determined. But Kelly Rue, one of the fraudulent electors, signed her name stating that Donald Trump won Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes in the 2020 election. She lost last night to a former poll worker. So Pamela Gantz, defeated Kelly Rue, one of the alleged false electors. I got to say that, I guess. I don't know.
Cover your bases, man.
Yeah, you cover your bases, but
Let's just say she didn't really do a great job at supporting the Democratic solution to, you know, the primaries.
Wasn't a huge fan of the peaceful transfer of power in 2020.
Not that much. Not so good.
No, and so she lost her re-election bid to the city council in De Pere. So that one definitely caught my headline caught my eyes. Any of the big Wisconsin headlines jumping out to you from last night's election results?
Around here, we were talking about how much money was being thrown into local school board races, and it seems to have paid off. It seems that the people that were backed by, you know, Republican candidates are endorsed essentially by Rebecca Clayfish to be school board candidates. Those people won. And for me, in no small part, I think a lot of people aren't aware of a lot of things to do with their school board candidates.
Yeah. It takes some time to research the candidates, especially when there's say three seats available for five or six candidates running. You don't know which top three you're looking for. And in some cases you just fill out the top three names, Brian.
Yeah.
Like that's what it boils down to.
And when you do look for information, even if you go to myvote.wi.gov, which is where you should go to find out what's on your ballot. Even if you do, you find the names, you look them up, and you kind of like, it doesn't really give me the what they really want or what they stand for. But if you have someone like Rebecca Clayfish or people that support her throwing money at it to go and get the name out there and have that trusted Republican name point their finger and say, this is your candidate right here. That may actually get people to get up and vote, especially when they don't, like, there's in my district there, or my ward, now that there's so many people, there were only just two people on the school board to vote for. And for the most part, I'm pretty sure everyone just went, oh, there's just two people on the school board, who cares, whatever. But if we had people saying, this is the Republican one right here, those candidates enough people might come up and vote to go and push them over the edge. And that's what,
right.
That's what seemed to have happened.
But historically, these are nonpartisan races.
Yes,
these are nonpartisan, as it should be. For the school board, it should be a nonpartisan race. And like you said, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish came out and did, I believe, endorse more than 50. Like, it was north of 50 candidates.
I want to say it's at least 46, if I remember the reporting correctly. I don't have the article in front of me, but yeah.
Okay, so around 50 candidates around the state that she...
A good estimate of 50.
Yes, and so she went out there and she put her fingers on the scale. She said, these are the ones that we're backing. And in the Milwaukee suburbs, in the exurbs of Milwaukee, we saw that did have an effect. But in other places around the state, Brian, it didn't play as large of a role. So Republican-backed candidates did pick up school board seats in the Milwaukee suburbs, but there were some pretty pro-school board, like pro-teacher candidates that got picked up in places like Eau Claire, La Crosse, and so there's some mixed results. And I think anybody that's telling you that yesterday was a red wave, it was a little tiny wave in the kiddie pool then, Brian, because I did not see any indication of this red wave that some people have been talking about. So I think it's going to be really interesting continuing to dive into these numbers, the election results from yesterday. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can give us a call, send us a text, 844-967-2789. We're going to continue diving into the election results, as well as a update about what's going on with the shadow docket over at the Supreme Court. And we got a little UW system update as well. But taking your calls, talking election results, join the conversation, 844-967-2789. Got some other interesting results that I want to dive into next segment, Brian. But kind of a low, just not a whole lot of excitement about yesterday's results.
Yeah, I think everybody's tired and done and over it and just wants to go home.
Yeah, and we'll dive into that too as well. Coming up next segment, give us a call, 844-967-2789.